Vavmetzia, Perk Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Avedasu Vavedas Aviv. If something that you lost and something your father lost, then you can go and retrieve it now. Avedasu Kedemus. Your Aveda comes first. Torah says, Efes Kiloya Becha Evyon. The Torah tells us to be careful, it's an Isser, to make yourself poor. Therefore, you have a Chiv to make sure that you don't lose your money before making sure somebody else doesn't lose their money, like the Rab brings. Avedasu Vavedas Rabo. Shalom Kodemus. Your Aveda and your Rebbe's Aveda, also your Aveda comes first, for the same reason. Now what about Avedas Aviv, Avedas Rabo? Your father and your Rebbe's lost item. Shal Rabo Kodemus. Your Rebbe's comes first. Why? Shal Aviv Hevyu L'Olam Hazeh. Because your father brings you to this world. V'Rabo Shalim D'Chochma Mevyu L'Chai Olam Haba. But your Rebbe brings you to Olam Haba. First of all, we're talking about a Ravo Muvhak. This is your primary Rebbe that taught you most of your Chachma. Taisantiv says the Muvhak is on the person, not on the Rebbe. It's that his splendor and the Rebbe's Chachma was passed on to you. So it's really your primary Rebbe, but the Muvhak, it seems like it's like the splendor on you, that you're the Muvhak. But it's from this Rebbe, Rabbo Muvhak. He's the Rebbe that caused the Muvhak on you. Taisantiv brings a Targum in Shmuel, Miziv Yikre Mavhikin Shmei Shmaya. Lashon of Mavhikin. But Stam, a Rebbe that's not a Rabbo Muvhak, doesn't apply to. Your father comes first. And also, the post can point out, it's also different if your father actually supports the Rebbe and the learning, then the father comes first. Vim Aviv Chacham, but what if your father is also a Chacham? Here, most poskim learn that Chacham means equal to the Rebbe. Then, Shal Aviv Kodemus. Then, your father comes first. This, again, is talking about Mitzia, an Aveda, something that's lost. Now the Mishnah goes on to other things. Aviv v'Rabo nosen masoi. Your father and your Rebbe are carrying something heavy. Maniach es shal Rabo v'achakach maniach es shal Aviv. First you take care of your Rebbe's, and then you take care of your father's. Aviv v'Rabo beis hashevi. If your father and your Rebbe, lo aleinu, were in a beis hashevi, were taken captive, podes Rabo v'achakach podes Aviv. First you redeem your Rebbe, and then your father. V'maya Aviv chacham. But if your father is a chacham, podes aviv yachakach podes rabbo. You redeem your father first in this case, and then you redeem your Rebbe if your father is a chacham. However, in this case, the Mefarshim point out, the Rishonim point out, that the father doesn't have to be equal in chachma. As long as he's somewhat of a talmud chacham, and we deal with these halachas of masoi, of a burden, unloading his burden, and also if he's in a beis hashevi, he's taken captive, then even if the father is just somewhat of a talmud chacham, doesn't have to be equal to the Rebbe, then you save your father. Why? So the Melech HaShlomo brings a Levush, who explains, then in the other case of a Mitziah, so both you and your father have a mitzvah to honor the Talmud Chacham, your Rebbe. And therefore, Mistama, your father is Mochel, the Kibbutz Aveim, and would be fine with you dealing with and returning the lost item of your Rebbe first. But when it comes to a Tsar of the Guf, both of these cases, by a Masai, by a burden, and also if he's taken captive, there's more Tsar. And also, if he's taken captive, there's more tsar to the guf. Here, the father would not be mochel, so as long as he is a talmud chacham, he doesn't have to be similar to the Rebbe, then in this case, you would save and help your father first.